Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Dane, Clem, Jules and Zayna with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, David Crisafulli's Queensland government will refuse to support the gun buyback scheme proposed by the federal government. The scheme was announced by PM Albanese after increased pressures to manage gun violence in the wake of the Bondi terror attack. Queensland joins Tasmania and Northern Territories as the third Australian state rejecting the proposal.
Ipswich residents have voiced concerns over nickel waste dumped near residential homes without council approval. Scott Hendry, a resident living across from the dumping ground, said the lack of council approval prior to waste disposal worried him. He said, quote, "It all started under the cover of darkness," end quote. The Jackie Moon Property Corporation, a subsidiary of Pacific Green Industries, has been issued a show cause notice from the Ipswich City Council, as well as a fine.
In national news, the Liberal Party has agreed to make amendments to Labor's hate speech bill. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Jonathan Dunningham is confident a very good outcome can be reached on hate speech laws. When Dunningham spoke to Sky News, he said it's been a, quote, slog, end quote. Getting to this point with the government, Attorney General Michelle Rowland has confirmed that the government will introduce the legislation today, quote, "It has certainly come to a position where we will be introducing a bill today, and I look forward to the support across the parliament in order to create a safer, more unified Australia," end quote.
There have been three shark-related incidents in Sydney in the past 2 days. A shark and public policy advisor saying that the risks of swimming in Sydney Harbour after heavy rainfall should have been communicated better. Just before lunchtime on Monday, a young surfer escaped uninjured after a shark bit off a chunk of his surfboard at DY Beach in the Northern Beaches. Another man was critically injured by a shark at Manly just before 6 p.m. yesterday. These incidents occurred less than a day after a young boy was left in a critical condition with injuries to both legs in a suspected bull shark attack. He was taken to Sydney Children's Hospital at Randwick and remains in intensive care.
In international news, legendary Italian designer Valentino Garavani has died, aged 93. Co-founder of the international renowned fashion house Valentino, Garavani was one of the great 20th century designers and one of the most influential figures in fashion. Often in his trademark shade of Valentino red, Valentino's designs were adored by Hollywood stars, royals, first ladies, for his opulent and beautiful red carpet designs. Quote, "Valentino Garavani passed away today at his Roman residence, surrounded by his loved ones," end quote, his foundation said in a statement. The cause of death is not yet known. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.